There you go. It's 8:39. Elderly man in the UK has a workout routine that would make younger folks look like a wimp.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Thomas from Wales lifts free weights for nearly an hour a day. Then he hits the old punching bag for a cardio workout. Then there's the treadmill, the cross trainer, the exercise bike, the speed bag, the rowing machine. He's 94.
Bless his heart.
94, and he's even producing his own workout video.
Ah.
Saw a video of this guy today, and he was apparently one of the first fitness trainers for the British Army. And obviously he's just kind of kept that up, if you will. So there you go. 94.
And he lives over in the UK, I tell you?
Wales, yeah.
Wales? Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That'd be the UK.
There you go.
Well, good for him.
And while we're across the pond, if you will, police at the Durham Constabulary, sorry, in Newton Aycliffe, Great Britain, have released an image of a would-be thief's rear end in hopes that they can crack the case.
I heard what you did there.
Yep, that's the local newspaper joke. Apparently, a man threatened a gas station attendant with a kitchen knife. Their gas stations are convenience stores too.
Yeah.
But the attendant told him to go pound sand, and the guy left empty-handed. But guy was wearing a mask, so people released a photo of his butt in hopes that, because he was leaning over the countertop.
I see.
Hoping that by seeing the butt, somebody will go, oh, I know.
Yeah. Some coworker will say, that's old Billy's butt.
Steve Jobs may not be of this.
Big butt Billy.
Yeah. Steve Jobs may not be of this earth, but what every high-tech nerd would dream of, his very own action figure. AbsoluteNow.com reports the Icons Company created a mini version of Steve Jobs. The doll comes complete with two of his staples. That'd be the miniature black turtleneck and the New Balance sneaks. The plastic version of the tech genius already a hit. Demand was at a fever pitch last week. And, in fact, it crashed the company's website. Those nerdliettes want those. All right, now, if you happen to tweet.
I've been known to tweet.
You tweet and you use a dirty word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is now a new website that tracks your Twitter feed for swear words. It's called charityswearbox.com. What you do is you register, and they'll send you a monthly tally on how many times you swore, and you can pledge a percentage to a charity. The site has a list of charities to choose from.
Huh.
It also has a swear dictionary. So that you'll know.
In case you start running out, you can look up some new ones?
Well, I think it's a matter of, is this a swear word?
I see.
And we're not
going to. Son of a boom.
Yeah. We're not going to really break out into a conversation of what might be a swear word.
That's right.
That would probably be counterproductive, but.
Scott, can you give me specific examples of what you consider to be profanity? And then Tom, you're next.
So short of that, we'll just let you know that if you feel like you can't control yourself, then you may as well help a charity out. Go to charityswearbox.com. I don't think that'll happen, to be completely honest with you. Hey, if you drive a Ford Escape, it's an 01 or an 02.
It's going to explode?
Well, actually, there's a possible risk of fire, matter of fact, in their Freestar and Mercury minivans. And then you got some others. You'll be contacted by the dealership, but just know that if you drive.
But between now and then, just take your chances, right?
Yeah.
It's a crapshoot. Yeah.
Live dangerously.
Tap a little. Just tap the brakes gently. Don't slam them on. That's where the problem starts.
That's right. And if you get rear-ended, good luck to you.
Just tell your spouse, I can't go out of the house. I can't leave.
You might hear a slight explosion.
Yeah.
Which could leave a ringing in your ears.
Fortunately,
you'll be nowhere near them.
That's right. So do you want that seatbelt on or not? Hey, you pick it. Okay.
You may feel some pressure.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. May feel a pinch here.
That's why I respect any doctor or nurse that will just say, big stick coming.
Yeah. All right, let's go. It's going to hurt like hell. Here we go. So Crocs. You know Crocs? Crocs has made over $1 billion in 2011.
Ah, well.
New York Magazine's The Cut says the Colorado-based maker's full-service revenue will be $1 billion, over the $1 billion mark.
Really?
For the first time ever. Company's 10 years old.
I thought there was a story they were doing poorly or something. I didn't heard it.
Well, but again, for the entire year, I guess they're doing well.
A $1 billion.
I mean, I don't know. I don't own any, so I have no idea. But
I own a pair, but I didn't buy them in 2011. My Crocs have lasted me.
I don't know if we want to go there, but don't
Wait
your feet
it.
Get hot? I mean, really?
No, to tell you the truth, they sit on the back porch. And
I didn't ask that. That wasn't my question.
Well,
my
no. I just don't want people to think that I like wear them out to the mall or out to eat or anything like that.
Well, I think people do,
Church.
Though.
They do. They are my
Church.
They are my shoes for going off and, you know, turning off the faucet shoes, you know, or going out and doing
Why can't
something.
You just use some mandals for that? I mean, you know?
Well, but, I just happen to have Crocs.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, like if the backyard's wet, you don't want to, you know, those are my put on the shoes on the back porch and.
Yeah. Shoes. But there are other people who use them for more than
that. Oh, yeah, as formal wear.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Formal wear.
Yeah. Anyway,
well,
you just
don't
want to
wear white socks with black Crocs.
Oh, by the way, Skechers is replacing Kim Kardashian.
About black socks with white Crocs.
Yeah. Skechers is replacing Kim Kardashian with a dog for the Super Bowl. The sneak company used Kim in an ad for its shape-ups last year. But People Magazine says that this year a French bulldog will model Skechers' new line of go-run shoes, part of Skechers' new high-tech line. Company says the move is designed to establish Skechers as a lifestyle brand.
Hmm.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, Kardashian, have we had enough of her?
Well, she's going to be, this is one of my entertainment stories, but she's going to be the co-host on Live with Kelly starting January 23rd.
Oh, that just rocks.
Yeah, so you probably see a week of her or something.
Hello.
Like that.
Hey, maybe Neil Bortz should get it, look into that tweet thing, because he loves to curse on his tweets. And, you know, his wife is a big-time philanthropist, though. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good point. He could do that. Yeah, he's, boy, he's just grumping out, isn't he? Been lately.
Man. He's a pill.
He is getting to the point where he will qualify as a full size pill. Yeah, there's no doubt. All right, it's 8:47.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
There's no better feeling than curling up next to a warm fireplace or wood burning stove on a cold winter evening. Imagine yourself coming home from work, and with a simple touch of a button, an instant fire appears from your gas logs in your fireplace. Fireplaces Etc. can make this a reality. Let Fireplaces Etc. prepare your home for the cold winter months ahead with a new fireplace, wood-burning stove, or gas logs. Fireplaces Etc., 3213 Highway 21 West. Call 775-1747 for more information.
Searching for a flair of fashion and design in your wardrobe? Visit Haute Couture. Haute Couture provides everything you need in their collection of boots, jeans, flip-flops, clothing, handbags, jewelry, and much more. With brands like Old Gringo, Grace in L.A., Grazie, Gypsy Soul, Cowgirl Tough, Rock Revival, Rock and Roll Cowgirl, and Pink Cadillac, one visit to Haute Couture and everyone will be asking, where did you get that? Haute Couture, 3213 Highway 21 in Bryan and 2010 South Day Street in Brenham. Call 822-3694 for more info.
Hey, good morning, 848, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just so you know, we're not the only country with harebrained ideas.
What?
Government of Peru is concerned about global warming. I think it's climate change. Isn't that what they're calling it now?
They're way behind.
So anyway, they're going to try to do something about it.
Yeah, good for them.
New York Post says, the glaciers of the Andes Mountains appear to be melting, so officials in Peru want to paint the mountains white to compensate. Four government employees are currently working on a specially formulated environmentally friendly white paint. They plan to paint 170 acres of the mountain range, the idea to keep the tourists from noticing the melting snow and ice. Officials hope the paint will reflect the sun and slow down the melting process.
Well, the next time I head to Lima, I'll be sure and compliment them on that.
They're going to paint the mountains. Just so you understand that.
What color?
White.
White.
What are they going? What are they going to put? Hollywood.
I don't know.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And I hope they're going to spray it on. I mean, because if you're using a brush, that's going to take a long time.
Oh yeah, because your brush will get all dirty. And
I would think it would.
Yeah.
Cause a little bit of a problem. All right, yeah. So it's January. Are you dieting yet? Should you be?
Matter of fact, I am.
Well, check this out. U.S. News and World Report has released its second annual diet rankings because everybody wants to be in a U.S. News and World Report ranking of some kind, right? Ever since that college deal. How's that working out for you? So here we go. This is a combination of medical journals, government reports, and other stuff that's been compiled. The cream of the crop, as far as they're concerned, the DASH diet, D-A-S-H, originally developed to combat high blood pressure, but DASH ranks as the best all-around balanced diet, loads of nutritional benefits. Just don't try it if you've got a salt tooth. A salt tooth.
Ooh.
There's the
in other words, anything bland is fair game?
Yeah, I guess something like that. The TLC diet. This government-endorsed diet focuses on cutting back on fat, boasts good nutrition benefits, especially cardio. The Mayo Clinic diet. Multi-stage diet eases you into a new eating routine, breaking your bad habits, especially effective at fending off diabetes. The Mediterranean diet, sensible diet mindset, scores big with experts thanks to its emphasis on fruits and veggies and an overall healthy lifestyle. And the Weight Watcher diet, household name, the household name, came in well ahead of other commercial diet plans, proving both better at helping adherents lose weight and easier to follow. Plus, Charles Barkley does it. So,
Well, that's all I needed to hear. Yeah.
So there you go. You got your DASH, TLC, the Mayo, Mediterranean, and the Weight Watchers. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. U.S. News and World Report are the best diets. Now, for news you can really use, pot smokers have been claiming for years.
Man.
Now there's a study to prove it, man, that... Hold it. That's it. Smoking pot is better than smoking tobacco, and it might even improve your lung capacity.
All right.
Plus, man, you will listen to the same song forever. Okay. But anyway.
Oh, man, listen to it again. You'll hear it.
You will.
Yeah.
Conducted by the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and UC San Francisco. What do those people have in common?
No kidding. Well, no. It was a reason for the people in Birmingham to get to go to San Francisco.
That's what it is. God, you talk about a cultural divide. Anyway, the study...
What y'all doing in here? He's all smoky and stuff. You mean you can eat an apple? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, anyway.
Why y'all eat so many Doritos? Yeah, sure are a lot of ding-dongs. You hear they're going out of business. That's a shame.
Anyway, the study followed. I love this. The study followed more than 5,000 people for 20 years. Okay, they've been studying potheads for 20 years?
Oh, come on. Oh. If they're consistent potheads, they're easy to study for 20 years. They're not going to wander far.
They aren't. They're not going to change jobs if they have them.
No. Or get one.
Been going to the same park for 20 years, man.
I mean, what do? You leave a trail of papers for them to follow to come back to you?
Doritos.
Oh, God. Anyway, they found that the FEV and the VFC, that's the amount of lungs can draw in and exhale, respectively, was not impacted negatively at all by smoking marijuana. In fact, sometimes smoking marijuana improved lung capacity. The reason? Possibly due in part to the stretching involved in the deep tokes.
Stretching my lungs, man.
Yeah, that's it. There is bad news, however. There is bad news.
Oh, my. What?
That if you have lived more than... If you have lived more than 10 joint years, okay?
Joint years?
Yeah. That is defined as a joint a day for a decade. God.
And there are people out there that have.
You know what? If you've been smoking a joint a day for a decade, you are a useless piece of junk to society. Right. I guarantee you.
Yeah,
I guarantee
right.
you.
Oh.
Or if you have smoked pot more than 20 times a month, your lung capacity is decreased.
That's right.
Hey, man, I'm 9 joint years old. Golly. Huh. You have no ambition, I guarantee you. If you've parented any children, they're probably as big a loser as you are. Oh, but again, you have a vinyl collection from hell.
Tonight, you'll always remember the 2012 Opus Gala Cirque du Opus. Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus Encore, underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. It's Cirque du Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Details online at opusgala.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion? Like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. When it's downright chilly, it's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love Half Price Books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpp.com.
4 minutes till if you're, you know, if you know anybody who's 10 joint years old, I bet you they drive real slow.
Uh-huh. Because the Volkswagen van doesn't go that fast anymore, man. Really,
and you know what? The other thing is they're probably not motivational speakers. I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm running it on corn oil, yeah, man. It's like, organic.
Yeah. Okay. All right. City of Toronto investigating a bus driver who had a snack attack. Basically...
How many joint years old was he?
Yeah, passengers lodged complaints after a city bus driver allegedly veered off course to make a personal pit stop at McDonald's.
Wow.
Abandoning the bus and passengers. Incident is under investigation. Hey, I'm jonesing for a Big Mac. Get out of my way. Women who are having trouble keeping warm in the winter months might want to try this gadget out. It's called the Japanese Women's Chest Warmer. Retails for $22. Lightweight.
Tom, turn your microphone off.
I know.
It is lightweight.
I imagine it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Dolly Parton needs two. It's lightweight, powered completely by a computer USB connector. Manufacturers say although women may be too embarrassed to buy the warmer for themselves, I don't know. I mean, what does it plug into? Right?
You can somehow you want to upload that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Manufacturers say that.
Come here, darling. I'll upload it. Let's see how that fits.
Anyway.
I need some adjusting. Hold still.
Although women may be too embarrassed to buy the warmer for themselves, it makes a great Valentine's Day gift. They're touting it as, quote, the fulfillment of every woman's secret dream.
Especially if you just started dating someone. Yeah. I strongly suggest
that. I think that's true. That would be a great bonding effort. Yes, what?
Yeah, it sounds like that bus driver had several joint years stored up.
Yeah, very good. That's true. Very good. I thought he was going to talk about the other thing.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. On this date in...
history?
Yeah. On this date in history. Okay, here we go.
What happens, Scott?
Well,
I love this part.
Dr. Henry Smith took America's first X-ray.
And that wasn't his real name, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he checked into hotels.
Hullabaloo.
Connect.
That was NBC's answer to Shindig, okay?
I remember
just
that.
Just to show you how far we've come. This is in 1965. Mm-hmm. It featured the Zombies, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Woody Allen, and well-known rock and rollers like Joey Heatherton and the new Christy Minstrels.
Ah, yeah.
And the host, cutting edge as he was, Jack Jones.
Love.
Batman debuted on this date in 1966, just so you know. Yeah, that's it.
You're in there snapping your finger.
And Joe Namath made the guarantee. Made the guarantee on this date.
And it worked out for
him. It did, and as a matter of fact, really kind of led to the merger of the leagues. All right.
People's Choice Awards last night. Some of the winners. Favorite movie, Harry Potter and the Death.